Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Spirit Talk and your hosts, Rosemary Fox and Pat Rivers. And Pat is on the line with me here. I just want to mention a couple of upcoming things. Tomorrow night, I'm going to have Veronica Berry on. She's a model and an actress and looks fabulous. And she's going to, and I thought it was a holiday treat, she's going to share all her beauty tips. And it's basically stuff that you can get from your fridge or from your garden or whatever that are inexpensive for really fabulous hair and really fabulous skin. And I just thought that would be uplifting. And as you know, that if you are, you know, don't feel so great, every woman knows that when she has her hair done, that she feels like $1 million. So if you can do these things yourself and have the kind of treatments that cost a fortune in beauty salons, I think you'll enjoy it. And some of them I practice myself, so they're really, really good tips and nourishing and great for the skin. So anyway, tune in for that, because I just think that if you look good, you feel good, and you have a different attitude. Also, tomorrow night's show will be on from 7 until 8:30, The Third Eye. And also on Wednesday is Pat's show, River Spirit Messages. And I think it's, is it 8? I always get this mixed up, 8 Central or 9 Central. What time is your show, Pat?
It's on Thursday. Yeah, we've changed the time again because I had several people from the West Coast. It's too early for them, so we're going back to our original time. On Thursday night, it'll be 9 o'clock Central, 10 o'clock Eastern, and that will be 7 o'clock Pacific, because I had several of my clients said they're getting home from work and it didn't give them enough time to be able to tune in. So, and I want to apologize to anyone who might be listening. Last night, Blog Talk scheduled a show for me that we did not schedule, and when I went onto the computer, we had 9 callers last night for a show that didn't even exist. So I want people to know we didn't do that, and I totally apologize. Anybody who, those 9 people, whoever you were, call back on Thursday. We did not do that. That was Blog Talk. So that was kind of crazy.
I know, it's like something. So tonight's subject is going to be about manifestation, and one of the reasons I say that is because the majority of people, all of us, in fact, we want to believe that God delivers. We want to believe that our prayers are answered, and sometimes we just don't think it's happening. Okay, is it going to happen? Is it ever going to happen? And why can't I have what I want? And then, of course, you know, when you think negatively and you worry and you actually block the very thing that you actually want or the things that you're hoping for. So we're going to talk about the right way for manifestation. And I can go first or you can go first, Pat. So I've got a couple of suggestions here. So do you want to go first, Pat?
Oh, it doesn't matter to me. That's fine. The thing about manifesting is it's not just thinking you want something, and it's not just making a vision board and hoping and praying and dreaming. When you're hoping, wishing, praying, and dreaming, to manifest, to truly manifest something is a much deeper, it's just a much deeper level. Those, the planning and the hoping and cutting the pictures out and the positive thoughts, those are great. You have to have that. But to truly manifest something from the universe that you're wanting, it has to be on a vibrational level to where you actually feel it. You have to have an emotion attached to it. Because when you're wishing and hoping and dreaming, that's cerebral. That's in the brain. Okay, that's in the actual physical human brain that you're programming it. But for true manifestation to work with the universe to where, like the saying goes, like attracts like, and you become a magnet. To become a magnet to draw to you what you truly want, you have to go on a much deeper, higher vibrational level than just wishing and dreaming. And the way you do that, it's just the way you look at the world. It's not like we have an easy button that you push and say, okay, I want to have a new car sitting in my driveway next week. Here's the easy button. I've wished it. I've dreamed it. I've put it out there to the universe, and it's going to be here. It has to go much deeper than that. And what I mean by that is it really is kind of a worldview. It's the way you look at the world. to raise your vibration to attract to you what you want, it's not just a one-time deal. Every time you want something, that's when you work the system, so to speak. It's actually the way when you wake up in the morning and open your eyes, it's the way you look at the world. You know, when I wake up every morning and I see that ceiling, the very first thing I do, it's not just a habit or a routine. I truly feel it. I thank Spirit for my life. It's like, okay, well, I woke up, so my mission's not complete. I still have things to do. Thank you, God, for my life. Thank you so much. And throughout the day, I will just be feeling so happy or just so, not even happy, just so balanced and at peace, and I feel at one with the universe. I feel one with God. I just out loud talk. I say, thank you, God, for my life. Thank you, God, for my life. And my life is not on the physical level. It's not the way I want it to be. I would like to make renovations to my house, and I'd like to have more money. I'd like to have a newer vehicle. But on a spiritual level, I totally am so humbled by the life that I have. I'm totally in awe of when I do readings for people, the connection that I have to Spirit, the messages they give. I don't take anything for granted in this life. So to be able to manifest things in the material, physical world that you want, like money or a vehicle or a house or a car or a relationship, to make that a tangible thing that you can actually touch and feel, to manifest it, you have to become a magnet. And the way you become a magnet is by raising your vibration. And you raise your vibration, one of the quickest, fastest ways is to show gratitude. And also it's how you react to everything around you. If someone, you know, mistreats you, you can't control them, but you can control how you respond. Because when you respond in the emotions of anger, greed, jealousy, rage, depression, anxiety, when you choose to react that way to the world, that lowers the vibration inside your body, which makes the vibration of every cell of your body at just a lower rate. So you're not going to be able to attract to you anything but that's on that level. So if you're full of anger, rage, depression, anxiety, greed, whatever the issues are, that's what you're going to attract to you from the universe, because that's what your magnet is. So to manifest money, jobs, relationships, you have to be very succinct in the way you do it, in my opinion. You have to actually write it on a piece of paper and feel it. You have to attach an emotion to it, and an emotion of gratitude, and you have to feel almost like, I don't know if anyone else experiences this, but like when you meditate or you're in deep prayer, or if you really feel connected to a person or connected to God, you actually feel different inside your head. At least that's how it works for me. Like when I do a reading, my Pat Rivers kind of, I can't explain, it's like a split brain. It's kind of like you step out of your personality. You kind of disassociate from yourself so that Spirit can come through from the crown chakra. I mean, my brain is still connected to the point I'm receiving information, and there's enough of me still in there that I can actually open my mouth and speak the message to the person. But I have a shift in consciousness to the point my body, I don't even feel my body at all. I think I've told the story before. I have 170-pound Great Pyrenees, and one day I was doing a reading, and I had a king-size bed, and I hadn't shut the door all the way and didn't realize it, my bedroom door. Well, here I am doing a reading, and when I do readings, my eyes are always closed because I'm tuned in spirit. This 170-pound dog jumped on my king-size bed. I never knew it. He walked all the way across the bed. I didn't know it. He laid down beside me. I didn't know it. And then he put his big head in my lap and his paw. I still didn't know it. So what he does, he reaches up and he puts his nose on my nose, that cold, wet nose on my nose, and I screamed. I mean, that's because when I'm doing a reading, the shift of consciousness inside my physical and my spiritual self, I do not feel physical pain. I'm not aware of my body. And it just, I cracked up laughing because I screamed, he screamed, the client screamed. I said, oh my gosh, I've got this 170-pound dog laying on me and I didn't even know it. So when you're going to manifest, it's that kind of deep, it's like a deep meditation or deep trance, whatever you want to call it, but that's how you manifest. You've raised your vibration to such a level that you're not in your physical body, you're totally connected to the universe, you're connected to God. And when you go interdimensional like that, that's where you help attract to you and manifest to you what you want. So positive thoughts are great, but when you're going to manifest something, you actually feel like it's already there. Like I told you before, I wanted a new barn for my horses. So for 2 years, every night, I had graph paper, and I would draw barn plans before I went to sleep. I would spend an hour or two just making up, okay, I have six stalls on this side, an alleyway, six stalls over here, then I have the tack room. I had so many different barn plans. I could have published a book on how to build a barn with all these different plans. And do you know, 2 years later, the money came around, and I built a $100,000 barn. Had no idea it was going to cost that much. Had no idea where the money was coming from. But I put it out there every single day, and I thought about it constantly. You know, even when I'm washing the dishes, I said, okay, when I get the new barn, I'm going to put this horse in this stall, and I want blankets, and I want the blankets to match the buckets. I mean, it was always in my brain. I'd be driving to town. When the new barn comes, I want to make sure I order those buckets that have the heaters in them, so in the wintertime I don't have to break ice out of them. I was constantly acting like it was on its way, or it was already there, like I'm putting this horse in this stall. So when you're going to manifest, you have to not just wish it or hope or dream it. You got to work it. You got to work like it's really there. I wanted a new truck. And so in my mind, I pictured the color that I want, which I didn't really get the color, but I got everything else I wanted. But I would actually see myself when I would go to town. I said, okay, when I get my new truck, I'm going to have to park over here because it's a dually. So I'm going to have to make sure the parking places I got. You know, it was just constantly in my brain. I didn't obsess about it. It's not an obsession. It's just you feel like it's already happened or it's happening. And that's, to me, how you manifest. You have to spiritually be able to raise your vibration to attract what you want. Because if you're going to have the emotion, you have to realize how emotions are so important in manifestation. So like I'm repeating myself, if we have emotions of depression, anger, greed, self-hatred, jealousy, that's what you're putting out there. That's what you're going to get. If you have the emotions of abundance, when you get this money that you're going to have an inheritance or this raise at your job, you're going to take that money. How many charities are you going to give it to? How many animal rescues? I write it down exactly which charities I'm giving the money to, like I'm already doing it. Actually, in my mind, have the bank that I'm going to drive up to and start this new account that I can give money to friends and neighbors. I'm thinking how much I can give to each neighbor without them knowing it. I'm going to put it in a box and wrap it up as a gift and put it on their doorstep, and it's full of cash. I go into detail when I want to manifest something, and I've manifested quite a few things in my life. You know, I always wanted to be a nurse, have horses since I was 2 years old. Guess what? Became a registered nurse, have horses. I wanted a dually. I wanted barns. I wanted this. I wanted that. And it was all not for selfish reasons. None of this was for me physically. It was for my animals or my lifestyle. You know, it's not like I wanted to be the most beautiful or the skinniest or the perfect. I never wanted stuff like that. I just wanted things that would help my life and help my animals. So to me, you have to go deeper than just wishing. You have to feel it, believe it, and know it's coming. And it's a knowingness that you have. And if doubt comes in, you have to stop the doubt and say, no, I'm not going to doubt this. And then you just put it out to the universe like it's already coming. So that's how I look at manifestation. I don't know if that's how you do it, Rosemary, but that's the way I work it.
I think one of the things that you said is something that either people forget or they just don't do, and some people do some of the time. The biggest thing of all is gratitude. The one thing that you mentioned there is gratitude. You know, there is not a day that I do not get up in the morning or go to bed at night and say, thank you, God, for everything I have and all that I have and all that I receive. It takes, 2 seconds to say that? And I actually mean it, because you can always be a lot worse off. Don't look at somebody who has more than you. Who cares? Who cares? You don't know. They may not be happy. They may have all kinds of issues going on in their life. It really is unimportant what other people do, but it's very important what your journey is in this world. And the other thing, on the God line here, is that when you keep saying, I hope so, or, oh, God, I hope you're right, and all this stuff, you're actually doubting that God has a divine plan for you. It may not be exactly what you think, but this is how I want you to understand manifestations. sometimes we do get what we want, but we do not always get it in the way that we expect it. And it does not mean that we won't get it in the end. Like okay, an example, and I talked about this today, okay? An example would be that somebody didn't have very much money and they needed a dining room table and chairs. I'm just using that as an example. And so they're just hoping they don't have the money. They would really like to have something nice, but they just don't know when that's going to be possible. So then their neighbor moves out and they say, you know what, I don't want my dining room chair. I don't have the room for it where I'm going. And the person says, no, I don't want their old dining room table. I want to have what I want. Well, right there, the universe was giving it to you. Doesn't mean that you can't then save up. Now you can relax a bit. Now you actually have dining room chairs. When you say no, because you don't know, that's a lack of gratitude. So you say, you know what, sure, thank you. We don't have one. You take it, and all right, so you may have this, you know, thing that I always wanted this set that costs blah, 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 all right? That's fine. Doesn't mean that you won't have it or that you won't be able to manifest it, you won't be able to have it in the end. But you also have got to look for signs. When you are being shown things in the universe, you have to look for signs. And what I wanted to mention, talking about how you ask for things, you have to ask the right question. Now, that doesn't mean you can't have what you want in life, but, you know, do I think that if you're dating somebody that's no good for you, that basically you shouldn't be with because they don't treat you right, and you're saying, please, God, please make this work, I just want him back, even though he's sleeping with half the town and he's got some other girl and he hasn't talked to you for 5 months, do you honestly think that is a legitimate question in the realm of God? Who's, you know, imagine they're all sitting there up on a round table and going, oh, my God, she wants this man back. Okay. I mean, do I think that's the right question? No, I don't. Okay, so it's very important that you're serious about what you want and sincere. So when you speak it, you want to see which area of your life, what is the most important thing to you for you to move forward and get what you want. So that's what you want. You want help with it, but you want to look for signs. You're asking for help, so get out of the way and let God do his work. You know, be sincere in what you want and not just be frivolous and ask for stupid stuff, okay? Let's face it, you know, people want things that are not, you know, in the big picture, does that help you? No. Is that going to do anything for you in your life? No. Serious things are thanking God for roof over your head, food in your belly. Yes, you want love in your life. But do I think your wish is granted when you hang on to somebody who's no good, who is not the right person for you, your spiritual growth or anything else? So asking the right question is really, really important. And then the second one is surrender. Let go of worry. You know, let go of control of any outcome, i.e. the table and chairs I just talked about. You know, okay, so the person may not want the table and chairs because it's used and their neighbor was throwing it out. Okay, so what? Take it, say thank you very much, save your money until you can get what you want. You have actually been granted your wish. It may not be exactly what you want, but sometimes they're stepping stones to the final outcome, to what you want. It could be so many things. I mean, what are you doing to make it last or work in your life? You know, be guided by signs unfolding. In other words, you know, I hate to say this, but I've talked to people who have had no work, and I go, you know, that restaurant on the corner is hiring, they need waitresses, and, you know, they're pretty busy and it's good clientele. Oh, no, I'm not going to do that. Okay. All right, so what have you got to learn here? A little humility. We do what we have to do so we can do what we want. And sometimes certain things are just too good for other people. So if you have a goal and you don't take opportunity and do what you need to do in the meantime, then you know what? Look in the mirror. You have yourself to blame. That old saying of God helps those that helps themselves. So there is, you have to see the signs, what you're being offered, the opportunities. Are you turning your nose up at things? How hard are you trying to manifest and bring about, in sincerity here, the right outcome for what you're looking for, okay? And you have to let things unfold, reflect, relax, let it happen. The other thing that you can do is when you are getting signs of things, you know, pay attention to that, write it down. And one of the things, you know, you can ask more than once. You know, nobody's going to get tired of you asking. You can have a conversation with God. I mean, don't think that I don't. I go, okay, God, here's the deal. This is what's happening now. Okay, I don't want to be a worrywart. I'm going to let it go, and I'm going to trust in you. And I do say that. I say those things, but I also do things to manifest. I mean, I have to say that when there's a full moon, I write down things and burn the paper and let it go. Those are for letting go on a full moon. When there's a new moon, I go, okay, new beginnings, new outcome. And if I'm wanting something, I will write that down, fold the paper towards me, and I will keep it. Do I do those things? You know why? Because it's energy. It's like I am taking action to make this happen. I'm like, okay, I believe in this. I believe in this is what will happen, and I'm manifesting that in my mind, in my soul, and I know with a little patience, all things will come full circle. So, you know, I do things to make it so. But the number one thing is something that Pat said there. It is gratitude. It's like the child who's ungrateful. Who wants to give a gift, another gift, to a bratty kid? And like, oh, think, you know, I worked hard, I brought you this, and you're sticking your nose, oh, it's not the right color, I didn't want that. Okay, who wants to give another gift? So think about that in terms of God. You know, when you are grateful and thankful, no matter what your circumstances, you know, the divine here will be happy to give you another gift, because it's all about gratitude. And you have to also be ready to accept and receive. You know, there are people I've conditioned. Oh, I don't want this if it's a secondhand table. I don't want that if the door's the wrong color or the rooms are not big enough for me. I don't want it. Okay, so here you are turning your back on things that you are being given. So sometimes it's just a way of stepping forward, one step at a time in gratitude to your goal. Because miracles do happen. Oh my God, you could wake up tomorrow and somebody could go, wow, I want to give you this, you know, I have the money, let me help you, and you could be blown away. Those things do happen, okay? But overall, on your everyday realistic self here, saying, I'm happy, God, give me, you know, thank you so much for what I have, and being contented with that is opening the door for more gifts, more divine inspiration. And, you know, there are people that just stop saying, I hope so. Oh, I don't know if it will, but I hope so. Stop saying, I hope so, and start saying, I know so. May not be today, I know so. Because if you don't believe, why should God help you? You don't believe enough that it will happen, then, you know, he's going to move on to, these people believe in me and these people don't. That's kind of what I think, you know,
right.
Like what you put out. It's true, isn't it? It's what you put out. So
yep. One thing, you know, there was a thought that someone wrote that I really I liked it. It made me laugh. You know, a lot of times we're praying for all these things that we want, and sometimes the greatest gift Spirit gives us is not to give us what we want, because. Think about all the different relationships you've had as a teenager. Oh, please let him call. Please let this guy. Please, please, please. And he never calls, and thank God he didn't. So a lot of times your greatest gift is not getting what you're asking for, because it's really not in your highest good. I never really looked at it that way before, but it's true.
Although I think that I'm like most women. I could do with losing. I am not obsessed, but I look in the mirror and think, okay, I need to lose weight. Okay, and I will somewhat do steps. There's no way I'm working out in a gym. I'm just not going to do that. I don't mind going for a walk or riding a bike or whatever. I don't mind that. But I like those kind of things too. I'm really happy with myself when I can achieve those little achievements. I'm happy as a clam then. I'm thinking, oh, good, I lost 5 pounds. So, yeah, I like those things, you know, and it's sort of, I don't know that it's vain. It just makes me feel good. And I think most women feel like that. Well, most of us feel like that. So I just kind of think, I go, okay, God, let me lose weight. I'll make an effort, and you just give me a little push, and we'll be fine. But you're right. You're right about all the other stuff. It's, some things are not right for us. I mean, here's the other thing. If you're going through heartache, that somebody has done the wrong thing by you, if somebody has cheated on you and you've been married to them for, say, 27, 30 years, okay, and you can in your wildest dreams that you would be dumped in those years and all this misery, well, think of it this way. If this person hasn't grown with you and you do not have joy together and happy to be with it, why would you want it? Why would you then spend the next 30 years of your life or so being with somebody where it sort of works? That's not happening.
Right.
So in most people in the end, when they look back, if you're not giving the boyfriend that's no good or the husband that cheated or whatever, okay, well, when you look back on your life, when they do actually find joy, and they will, people always do eventually, they think, thank God I didn't stay with him, or I'm so glad I'm not with that person because, look, I met this wonderful person. The biggest problem with the instant gratification world here is that when we have nobody, people obsess. You know, every boyfriend they meet is like, I wonder if this is the one. Or, you know, I haven't had a boyfriend in a year. I haven't dated in 2 years. I haven't done. So what? So what? What have you done with your life? You know, how important is that? Everything is in divine order. And if you're lonely, what's your lifestyle? Do you stay home every night? Do you join anything? Are you social? Are you unsocial? Are you people, are you somebody just don't, I just want to meet somebody, I don't want to join anything. Oh, you know what, stay alone then. You know, that's kind of it. We have to make an effort. If you want to meet somebody, there's a lot of avenues for doing that. Join the club for crying out loud. I actually wouldn't play bridge to save my life, whatever that is exactly. I don't know what it is. And I wouldn't be filled with shuffleboard or any of that crap, okay? That's not my thing. But if I was going to do something, I mean, I like to go to the beach. I live 10 minutes from here. Beautiful beach down there. I will go there. I mean, there's a lot of things that I do actually like. So, you know, which doesn't involve being bored out of my skull, which some of those activities would have been. But there you go. But you have to do it. You cannot just sit at home. What do you think? You're going to fall in love with the UPS guy? I never meet anybody. Well, the UPS guy comes here. And they usually have great legs, by the way, if any UPS guy. Oh, my God. And I've always liked legs on men, okay? And they wear those shorts. And I think, yum, 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 yum. You know, I look at them. I look at their legs and think, yo, meowza.
Oh, my God, that's so
they're
funny.
Probably think, they're probably thinking, I'm this nice old lady. Oh, no, I am really looking, honey. So the UPS guys are not going to fall in love with you. They're just not. I mean, the chances of that is, what, slim to none. But, you know, you have to make an effort. So people don't, and then wounds, and I go, oh, poor me, I can't, I won't. I think the hardest readings for me is, and I had somebody the other day, and I've talked about this, and this is such a rarity to me. I have people come here to my home to do readings as well as the ones on the phone, and never, never, never am I negative, because I know that there's always a silver lining, and there isn't anybody who hasn't gone through God knows what in their life, me included, okay? We're not exempt just because we do readings. And this lady was so negative that when she left, I had such a headache. I mean, it was like somebody stuffed a blanket in my head. And
oh,
I went out and bought, frankincense, which is great smelling, and I burned it around the entire house to lift that, to get rid of that energy. Because I always like to have good energy so that people come in and they feel comfortable and there's nothing creepy. I don't have skulls and stuff around or whatever. I mean, it's not creepy. I have om signs and little goddesses and stuff like that. I mean, it's cute. But this was so heavy, and it's such hard work when you're doing a reading for somebody and they're constantly negative. And I had said this to Cynthia. I said, this lady, I said to her, have you ever considered praying to angels? Because for those people who believe in angels, I'm going to say that, you can light a candle out of respect and ask for what you want. That's just it. You know, you're connecting, if you like. You're connecting with the divine. And she said to me, oh, I wouldn't do that. That just doesn't work. And everything I suggested or said, you know, stop saying that. Change your thinking. Change your words. You can't, you're attracting this negative stuff. And it was endless. It was endless from beginning to end. And my head was, like, ready to explode. And that is so hard to do readings for somebody who already believes there's no hope in life. I don't even know why you would pay somebody for reading. If you're going to sit there and tell me that is not so, okay, no, I'm not going to do that. No, that doesn't work. No, I don't like that. No, I'm not going to go, oh, my God. Why don't you just give up already? Walk off the edge of a cliff. You know, if everybody did that, look at the people in life who have so much tragedy, and I mean tragedy, one thing after another, one death after another, illness, and people dying of cancer left and right. And sometimes you have that in families where it's just nothing but tragedy. And these people actually survive it all. And look at the bright side and make the best of their life. And then you got somebody who breaks a nail and they're, oh, my God, I can't afford to have my nails done again this week. You know what? So what?
Yeah, I agree with you.
I know. I'm like whatever your values are, you know, get a grip, okay? Because there are people that have real tragedy in their life, terrible, terrible things that would break your heart. And when you look at your life, maybe, you know, in general here, not that people don't have heartbreak, you know, it's not so terrible when you see some people's lives. So that's another reason to be grateful. Thank you so much, God, for everything. So anyway, we didn't talk too long, and we do have a lot of people online. So I hope you enjoyed that, everyone, and I want you to have the right attitude coming into Christmas, because that is a time, even though it's a pagan holiday. Here, let me upset you all.
Oh,
that is a time that we honor Christ, okay? And that's what we do. We love our families, and we honor Christ. And we are grateful for the food on our table and everything. And if we're not, then you don't deserve it. That's all I can say. People deserve what you have.
Christmas is every day. When you're connected with spirit, Christmas to me is every day. So just depends on how you look at life and what your attitude is. You know, working as a nurse, I've seen so I can't even talk on the radio and describe the things that I've seen. And I learned at a very young age about gratitude and what's really important. And that saying that when you walk out the front door every day, you're not guaranteed that your life's not going to be totally different, or even there when you come home, you know, you're not going to come home. That is so true. So I guess I learned gratitude as a young nurse and as a young person. And that's, to me, Christmas is how you treat yourself and how you treat others every single day. So.
Yep. It's a gift of love. And that's what you've got to understand. Be smile at somebody. Open a door for someone. You know, if you don't have money in your pocket, there are people out there that help so many people at Christmas time, and you know, and volunteer and do all kinds of stuff. So it's not an oh poor me. It is like, thank you God that I'm still alive, that we're still all here in one piece. Thank you right now in this year. So. You know, we come to the end of it, and I'm really glad we didn't have any nasty hurricanes in, because what we've had them in Florida, they're pretty scary, and it's mass destruction. So we didn't have all that this year. You know, you always wait, brace yourself for that, and it really wasn't bad. Of course, they're probably going to make up for it next year.
Oh, God. That's been pretty good the last couple of years, though. We have two, knock on wood, in Oklahoma with the tornadoes. Yeah.
But that's what you got to. That's another thing. You see somebody's house destroyed, be happy yours is still standing. You know,
right.
And it's not that God doesn't favor them. It's Mother Nature, okay? Mother Nature does a lot. And also, if it's your numbers up, we talked about that before, too. If it's your time to die, that's when you're going to die. And there's nothing you can do. So there's all the more reason for you to really live your life, not be afraid to jump on a plane, not be afraid to go somewhere. Oh, I've always wanted to do, go do it. Because when it's your time to die, you're going to die, whether it's in your living room or on a plane somewhere. You might as well live your life to the fullest. So, okay,
let me tell you something. Talking about that, I was on the internet just a little bit before the show, right? Okay, so the very first picture that comes on my Facebook timeline is a picture of my mother. My mother's 79 and a half years old. She started, I don't care whether people like you being Republican, Democrat, I don't care. My mother started a group of Republican people for the state that she lives in at 79 and a half years old. She's highly politically oriented. She goes to the legislature. She sits in on the Senate and the congressional meetings. She's with the governor. My mother's 79 and a half years old. So I knew she had flown out to Las Vegas last week because my brother and his wife had some sort of conference in Las Vegas, and they asked her to go babysit my brother's stepdaughter. She's like 12. All right. So I talked to my mom last night. She doesn't say a word to me, but the picture on my Facebook, okay, tonight they have in Las Vegas, they have the GOP are having another debate, right? All the Republicans are on stage having their debate. There's a picture of my 79 and a half year old mother with my brother at the GOP convention. They're sitting in the first row at the convention for the debate on TV tonight. So people, let me tell you what, never stop living. My mother's almost 80 years old. She's got on an airplane, flown to Las Vegas, and she's at the GOP Republican debate tonight. And hopefully I might get to look on TV and see if I see my mom and my brother. So all I'm telling you is life only stops when you stop living life. Life only is hard and terrible as long as you think it's hard and terrible. It's all in your mind, your will, your perseverance, and you never, ever, ever give up. My mom could be sitting there making a caftan, or she could be doing a jigsaw puzzle. No, my mother gets out there, knocks on strangers' doors, trying to convert everybody to a Republican. You know, she believes in something and so strongly, and has such love for America, and she's so patriotic, and God love her heart. And I'm gonna tell you, another thing gave me a really weird feeling when I looked at my brother. I didn't know who the hell he was. His hair is snow white. Now he's 6 years younger than I am. He's my baby brother. I looked at him. I didn't even know who it was. Thank God she put his name up there so I know who she was standing next. You talk about a reality check. I had no idea we're getting so old, Rosemary. My brother's hair is snow white. He's got a receding hairline, and I didn't know who the hell. I looked at him and said, who is that? So talk about a wake-up call. You got your 80-year-old mother at this convention and your brother that looks like he's 70. So I don't know about life anymore. All I know is we got to get up and keep going.
I notice that when I see movie stars and you see them in old movies and then you see them as they are today and you think, oh, wow, they really aged in that. And you actually don't look at yourself as aging. I don't know. Okay, are you ready to take our first caller?
Sure.
Okay, it's 951-471. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Thank you. I've taken my call. I'm from California. My name's Lori.
Hey, Lori.
Hi, Lori.
I liked your talk. It was encouraging.
Thanks.
I have a question. I don't know. Finances or love, either or, whatever comes up.
Okay, Rosemary. Laurie, I think this is Pat Rivers. I think you called my show last week.
No,
I recognize your voice, I think.
I think I called Rosemary's, but I think I talked to you on Rosemary's.
Okay, so we talked to you last week. I knew I recognized your voice. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I'm just going to look over this in general. Did you have somebody in your family die recently?
No.
Okay.
But people.
Is there somebody that you heard of, somebody's death that you know?
Yeah, a friend of mine's grandfather passed away just a few days ago.
Okay, all right. Yeah, because I'm, and I know that wigs people out when I say stuff. You know, I'm not trying to upset anybody, but when I'm seeing, like, the death thing and that, I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to mention it. But it kind of felt family, so maybe it's somebody that you were close to and you cared about it. It felt a family thing, so, you know, I guess it is a family thing, but not yours directly. Okay,
well, maybe
so, what were you going to say?
Maybe it's somebody else? I don't know. I don't.
No. It's not up and coming. That's why I said recently, like, as in past, or, you know, I don't feel up and coming, all right? So that's a good thing. This is what I think. Overall, financially, you're gonna do well. There's money coming to you, or you'll have money around. I don't see your pockets empty here. In other words, so I'm not sure how that's gonna happen. I'm just seeing you having money to pay your bills. I think you're gonna be just fine. I'm also seeing there are some disappointment on the relationship area. Okay, if you're trying to make something work, there's nobody, like, in your vicinity right now, meaning whoever you – there's an old-fashioned saying called if you set your cap at somebody – that's a really old-fashioned saying. If there's somebody you set your cap at, somebody you like, I feel there's some disappointment around somebody that you may like or you may have your eye on or even at a date with. You don't worry too much about that, because I do think that you will meet somebody really special, but I really don't see it till the latter half of the summer. And it doesn't mean that you're not going to date for a whole year here. It just means that I'm talking about someone who gets you, where you have a real relationship, not just a couple of dates or a couple of weeks. I do feel that work-wise, the money feels good to me. I just feel some changes in and around the five-month period, and I see right action, like the scales, you know, the judgment scales. So in general, I don't think it's bad. I think if there's a man in your life now, he's not going to work out, not because it doesn't feel like it will, but because you can make somebody do what you'd like. You know what I mean? People change. You know, so it's all going fine and everything's great. And then all of a sudden something happens and you're like, okay, what the hell happened here? I do not see you unhappy, but I do feel that if there's someone in and around your vibration, that I do feel that, though, that it's a relationship that you'd have to do all the work in. In the end, you'd be the one going, oh, honey, let me rub your back. Let me do this for you. No, to hell with that. You need equality. You need someone who cares for you equally and considers you, and I think you'll be fine. But I don't see anything dramatic or awful or whatever. I think it's great. Yeah, that's a real positive, I think.
Well, it's kind of like, yeah, I was in school. That was a nasty situation for the last two semesters. It's horrible. And then it's just the people around me. And two professors, and one's okay, the other one no. And then my pockets are empty right now, and I'm trying to sell my bicycles, and they're not. Nobody's even asking about them.
But that's now, today, the second.
Yeah.
I see you having money. I do not see you not having money, as in flow, pay your bills, doing all right. I see you having money. I don't see you out of pocket. So if something is not happening today or 2 days from now, doesn't mean it won't. Doesn't mean it's not going to. It could be the small. I know somebody. Here's an example. I know somebody had a house. This is years ago, up in Dunedin, which is, you know, about 15 minutes from here. And every other house in this particular street was up for sale at various prices, in and around the same price. And this guy put his house up, and he goes, I don't know that I'm going to sell my house. This one's been on the market for 2 years, and this one a year, and this one blah, 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 blah. And what happened is he wanted to move. He was going to move anyway, and, you know, from the house and then just try and sell it. And the person that came to look at his car, he's moving out of state. He bought his car and said, you know, are you selling your house as well? And he go, yeah, come and look around.
That's cool.
And the guy bought his house just like that, just in one 10-minute, 15-minute conversation. So you
you're
don't
right,
know.
You're right. Okay.
Just trust and believe.
You're right.
Okay?
You are right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in, and have a wonderful Christmas.
You too, Rosemary. God bless you. And
you,
Pat. You too.
Well, I was just going to tell you that what I was picking up was while Rosemary's talking, 5 months from now is a real pivotal time for you. And so I'm looking at May. I'm considering this January, even though it's December. I feel like a chance for a new they're showing me a sunrise. So for me, that's new new beginnings, new energy. It's a new focus, a new vibration, just a new opportunity. So I feel like May, things are going to settle down for you, like in relationship. That's probably when you're going to meet someone. But they're also telling me that volunteer work is something that you have thought about, but you need to at some point really implement that, even though you think you don't have time. Even if it's just an hour a week, you know, go to a soup kitchen or a homeless shelter or help tutor a child learn how to read. That's going to give you, first of all, that may be how you meet this relationship that I see that's around May to June. But it's also going to help you balance and get some traction and give you purpose and helps give you energy, because when we give to other people, we receive so much more in return. And I think it's going to help you be able to focus on what it is exactly you want to do with your life. So they're telling me to tell you to step out of your comfort zone. And I feel like there's a place that's not far from you, just a few blocks away, where even a church, you know, at Christmas, help them give out their food baskets. But I really feel like that's very important for you to get involved in that, because that's your nature and that's part of your calling. And one day you may even be working to do something like that with volunteer organizations. So that's part of your destiny, I feel like. So I would check that out.
Okay.
That's
Thank
what
you.
They were saying. Well, you have a great Christmas, and thanks so much for calling.
You too. Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so our next caller is 828-256. Pat, give out your phone number so how people can reach you.
For a private reading, it's 918-623-0064. You can email me at patrivers33@gmail.com, and that's Pat with two T's. And then my Facebook page is River Spirit Messages. You can leave me a message there.
Okay, and mine is 727-524-1010, and it is rosemarytalks.com is my website, and my email is on there, so if you need to book a reading. It's really hard. Sometimes I had someone today emailing me back and forth, and sometimes that goes on for an eternity. I do not sit in front of my computer all day, okay, because I'm doing readings.
Right.
I'm not on there, so don't get ticked off. Okay. All right, 828-256.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Tina.
Hi, Tina.
Hi.
What is your question?
I just wanted to see my finances and if anything new is going to happen in the next couple of months or whatever.
Okay. Are you going to go first, Pat?
You can go ahead.
I'm still thinking about it. Hang on a second.
Okay, do me a favor. I didn't hear the second part of the question. I couldn't understand what you said. Would you repeat your question for me, please?
Yeah.
And what
was
your name again?
Anything good going to come in a couple of months, or, you know, anything after, you know, in the next 2 months, what's coming or anything?
Financially?
Yeah, and other things, whatever comes to you.
And Kim, what was your first name again?
Tina.
Dina.
Tina.
Dina with a D or T?
T.
Tina. Okay. Okay, you have a job right now, right?
No.
Okay, are you expecting to hear news within 2 months? This is what I'm picking up. I'm hearing job. And so I didn't know if you had one or you didn't have one. I'm hearing job and actually a bonus with the pay. So maybe that means the pay is going to be higher.
I don't know. I'm retired.
Are you looking for – well, I'm hearing 2 months with money. So or is there some – maybe it's income tax. Is there some kind of money coming in 2 months?
Okay.
Is what I'm picking up. So I don't know if it's an income tax return or some kind of bonus because they were saying – to me what they said was like a job with bonus, like you get a bonus at work.
Uh-huh.
So I just feel like there's money coming that you're not expecting within 2 months.
Okay.
So let me see. Are you thinking about doing something part-time, like starting your own little home business or something?
No.
I just feel like you need to get out there and do something. I just feel like it's like a job. Do you, like the other caller, do you do volunteer work?
No.
Huh. Well, maybe the point is you need to get out and get out there and start doing things again and do something, whether it's for money or not, because
uh-huh.
I feel like you need a job. That's what I'm feeling like, you need a job. So I know retirement can be great and wonderful and all that sort of stuff, but they just keep saying that. So
uh-huh.
I feel like, to me, you know, I do things for people every single day. I don't tell people about it, but people call me on the phone or whatever. Every single day I'm praying for somebody, I'm doing healing work, I'm doing something that I don't get paid for, but to me it's my job.
Mm-hmm.
It's my job, my mission for being here. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I just, they keep saying job. So I feel like if it's not a job, then get out there, do volunteer work, go help people, help, you know, like Habitat for Humanities. But you need a job is what they keep telling me. So I don't know if that means... And this is funny, I'm making a joke here. I don't know if you're one of those people that put your nose in other people's business, so you need to take care of your own job. That's a joke.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
The point I'm saying is you need to get out there and do stuff for other people to help yourself. You need a job. I can't help it. That's what they're telling me.
All right.
But I do think there's money coming. There's money coming unexpectedly.
Oh,
I'm not
okay.
saying it's going to be a lot. It may just be $1,000 or $2,000, but
uh-huh.
it's not like $1 million or anything, but I feel like there's money coming to you.
Okay.
But there's blocks around here when I'm trying to read you. So the number one block for people on this planet is fear. That's the number one block. That stops us from our joy, our health, our peace. So look at whatever things in life may be frustrating or fearful to you and face them and move forward through it. Because you
uh-huh.
have a lot to give people. You seem to hold on to your energy at times.
Oh, okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, well,
so,
I have health issues also, so.
Right, well, see, I do too. I'm almost bedridden at times, you know, but I still get up and do my horses and my animals and
yeah,
help people.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I'm feeling blocks as far as that, but to me, like, I'm repeating myself, but, like, for me, that's my job. You know, even
yeah.
though I'm not going to a workplace, my job is to help the world. Doing these radio shows, that's how I'm giving back. You know, it costs
uh-huh.
us money to do these radio shows. It's not free for us.
Yes,
but that's a way of giving back. So you need a job is what they're telling me to tell you, and I think that's whether it's in your house and, you know, being on a board of people that are reaching out to help others, whatever it may be, but you need to start putting your energy out there to help others.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm going to throw it to Rosemary.
Okay. Okay, Tina, I agree with Pat that there's money coming, okay? So this may not be something that's on the table right now, but this also could be property or house. It could be something you're selling or acquiring, but there's a chunk of change here, okay? I'm going to say the longest time or period for accumulating that would be up as far as April, May. But I'm seeing some action regarding that. And you may, in your mind, going, okay, I'm not going to sell my house, or I don't have this, that, or whatever. But this is something that might come along, you know, be open to that, okay? That may come along and you go, you know what, I'm going to do that. I didn't think I was going to, but I am. So there's something here that I'm feeling that it's not so much work-orientated as so much it's coming from something. I don't
uh-huh.
know if somebody's going to give it to you, or you have something to sell, or it's going to change your mind. But it's something down the pipeline regarding money. Regarding, there's some frustration here, and I'm going to say on the bigger picture of family oriented, not everybody understands how you feel. Not everybody understands you at all, in fact. So in many respects, you're your own person, but somewhat of a loner here on an emotional sense, because I don't feel that your family is close as, and don't forgive me, I don't mean to insult you, okay? I don't feel your family is as close as it could be. Let's just put it that way. Okay.
Yeah, they're all busy
and nobody, there's you, and you could do the hug and some encouragement and, oh, wow, I'm going to bring you over. So, you know what I mean? Okay.
Yeah.
So just that there's somewhat of a frustration and a little bit of negativity here, which you can surpass, because I do think that the sun's going to come out here. I never think everything is all bad for anybody. I just don't,
yeah,
because I know that there are good and bad things. But there is definitely money coming here. How, what, or where, I'm not sure. But it just feels, it could even be a gift. But there is definitely a money line there. And there's a destiny thing over it, too. I feel like it's like, even if you said, no, then somebody would knock on your door and go, oh, guess what, I have a special delivery. You know, it could be anything. It's a miracle. It could be anything. I just feel it's coming to you. And I think that you're going to feel differently once you get it. And it's like an element of joy here. We go, wow, I didn't expect that. It's almost the thing that we think about. We go, that'll never happen. It's like, I just want to give it to you and know that there's money coming to you. And there's also, too, there's some letting go for you, and that also is going to help your health. You're going to let go of things that don't serve you anymore and people that don't serve you. And that's going to happen a lot in the 9 year that we have next year. It's a 9 year, that means end of this, beginning of that. It's very, very good, I think, personally. It's like the end of a journey, like the finish line. So I think that you will look at certain situations and go, I'm not going to deal with that anymore. It's not my problem. And then your health will get better because of that. I'm going to say that. When we don't have crap on us or in our head, you'd be surprised how unloading helps us, you know, get well or feel better. You know,
correct.
So that's the best I could give to you, and I want to wish you a very happy Christmas.
Oh, okay. You too, both of you.
Yeah, have a blessed, happy Christmas and New Year's, and I want to, everything Rosemary said, I 100% agree with. But like I said, for you, they're showing me new energy and life and all, and I'm hearing like March. So
okay.
I feel like if you really start doing like me, I was so bedridden with rheumatoid arthritis and fibromyalgia. If pain 10 is the worst, I was a 15, and I can handle a lot of pain. I'm not a drama queen. And all I would ever take was ibuprofen. I would not take – I'm a nurse, so I just couldn't take prescription medicine and get addicted. I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, see,
I
have
down,
that too.
Yeah, I got down to the point I didn't want to be on the planet anymore because it hurt to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, water touching my skin was agonizing. And I said, what am I doing, God? This is a waste of my time and the planet's time. And, you know, I was ready to leave the planet. And I had a dream, and these angels came to me. And so I started raising my vibration immediately the next day and started working on it. Here I am 5 years later. I'm not the same person at all. Look at me. I'm on the radio. I've got shows. I'm helping people. You know, I'm out talking. I'm doing readings. I'm not just laying in the bed dying like I was 5 years ago.
Correct.
But it was strictly because I stood up and said, I'm not doing this anymore. Because I told God, I said, you either heal me or you kill me, because I refuse to be in this kind of pain anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that angels came to me and said, don't forget to heal yourself, you must raise your vibration. And the next day I woke up and I was really angry. I said, okay, I'm still here, damn it, you know, why? I said, and then I was having a pity party, you know, and then I said, it's just that will that comes in the human, that's the human spirit that is so incredible. Our will to live and our will to change and our will to hang on is so incredibly powerful. That's what scientists cannot figure out about human beings. They can't put their finger on it, but that's the Spirit of God working in us. And that day I said, I rebuke all this pain. I refuse to acknowledge this any longer. And within 30 days, I had no fibro and very little rheumatoid. And so it really comes to the point, you have to make your mind up that you're going to make a change. and then you stick to it and you don't stop and you start doing whatever you can to raise your vibration, singing, music, jokes, telling jokes, helping other people, praying, being grateful. Those are the things we do that can raise your vibration, and it becomes a way of life. And once it becomes a way of life, then we can start to really heal.
Yeah. Okay.
So I feel like by March your energy is going to improve and you're going to start having the stamina to try to start making some changes. You can start it now, but I'm just saying if you start it now, I feel like by March there's going to be an improvement in your physical health.
Well, that's good because I had cancer 3 years ago and I got septic. And I had to go back, and I was on life support for 6 days.
Wow.
And I was in the hospital for almost 5 months. And I hadn't learned to walk and therapy and everything. And somehow that has just taken a toll on me. I've never been quite the same.
Right. And you never will be. That's
yeah.
the thing. That's hard for people to understand when you have a chronic illness. It's exactly 100% true. You're never going to be the same. But
no,
that doesn't mean you can't be better than you were
no.
before.
It's just that I've had infection. They said the septic is still in there. It's dormant, and it's because I was sick before with stomach problems, and they rushed me to Baptist, and it was the septic that they found down in the pouch.
Right.
So they said, and I read somewhere where it takes, 5 years? You can carry it, have it, stay in your system.
You know what? This is one of those situations where sometimes if you know too much, it's bad. Like being a nurse, I know too much when it comes to healing.
Daughter's a nurse, so.
Yeah. So you know what you do? You start. This is what I do when I'm. And Rosemary,
well, that doesn't bother me anymore. You know, it's just that I think that's why I'm. You know, it's hard for me to get going again because I'm not the same. Before, my kids would say, "Where did Mom go? Where did Mom go? She's not back yet." And now I'm like...
Right. I understand.
It's just an effort to go.
I understand. It's an effort just to wash your hair and get dressed. But what
yeah.
I was going to say is, what I do, and Rosemary does a lot of Reiki. Rosemary's really, really, really good at Reiki healing.
Well, I'm a Reiki master.
Well, then you already know all this. I bathe every single cell of my body with white and gold light. Because our body is totally replenished every 2 years. Every cell in our body is totally redone and brand new within a 2-year period. And our DNA is replaced every 60 days or so. Our DNA is totally regenerated.
Really?
Yes. So for us to realize that on a biological, physiological level, that's how we can help heal ourselves, is knowing that every second thousands and thousands of cells are dying and thousands of cells are being created every single second and minute of our lives. So if you start right now and every cell that's coming alive, you fill every cell of your body with white and gold light, those are the two highest healing colors, and you really raise your vibration, that's what I'm saying, within a couple of months when you're doing this over and over and over, you can start raising that vibration, and every bit of healthy tissue stays healthy, and the dying tissue, when it comes back as healthy. So that's how we start regenerating our body.
Okay. All right. I always ask God to surround me in his white light.
Well, fill every cell of your body, from your toenails to every hair on your head, visualize from the inside, every single cell is such a bright white light you can't even look at it. It's so bright.
Mm-hmm. Now, after my surgery, the angels were with me because I could see them at night when I opened my eyes. They were all up, you know, above me, dancing.
That's incredible.
And they would come to me, and I'd say, "I can't see you. Can you come closer?" And they would come closer, and they were big. So I took it. They were the archangels. And they had a white light in their heart, and it would blink. So I communicated with them. I said, blink once for yes and two for no, and that's how I communicated with them.
Wow, that's incredible. You've got a story to tell. Think how many people you can inspire by what you've been through. Instead of looking, because I do the same thing. I don't look. I can't ride my horses. That's my greatest passion. I've got horses out here. I can't ride because of my back.
Oh, God.
I don't look at what I don't have. I look at the fact that I have ridden horses in the past so fast that you could hear the wind in your hair, your ears, and you're one with God and the universe riding that horse.
Mm-hmm.
You're one, not two. I've had that experience, and I hold on to it, and I don't cry that I can't do it anymore. I'm so grateful I can kiss a horse every day.
Oh,
so I
yeah.
look at what I can do, and I don't look at what I can't do, because your life is going to be different, and that's okay.
Well, I don't
it's
know
okay.
how old you think I am, but I'm 73.
It doesn't matter. We're all here. If you're, I look at it this way. Richard Bach, the author, is one of my favorite authors. He wrote Jonathan Livingston Seagull and Illusions and different books. If you're still here, your mission's not complete. And that's what I go by every day. When I open my eyes and I say, thank you, God, for my life, I'm still here. Let's go. I don't
I know
what today's going to do, but I'm going to do something. And so we just never give up. You never give up hope, and you just keep moving forward. And you look at what you have, not what you don't have. You do what you can do and don't cry about what you can't, and you just keep going.
Well, when I was sick, I did pass over when I was on life support. And I was up in the bright.
Excuse me, I just have to, we have to move on.
Okay,
I'm really sorry.
Okay, bye-bye.
I'm sorry. That's incredible.
That's okay, bye-bye.
I wish you a very happy Christmas and feel better.
You
okay.
too.
Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you.
Oh, I would love to talk to her and hear her story when she passed over. That would be intriguing.
I think it would be great. So maybe
I hope she's
maybe
listening. Call
time.
On my show Thursday because I want to hear that story.
Yeah, she's still up here. I think this is my friend Veronica. She's I hope she's there. She may not. Hello, Veronica. Are you there?
Of course I'm here. I'm listening to the show.
No, but sometimes people listen and they don't answer. So for everybody listening, I'm going to mention this again. Veronica is drop-dead gorgeous model actress here, very wonderful. And she's going to be on my show tomorrow talking about all these amazing beauty tips, how to look as I don't know if anybody will ever look as good as you, but how to have that fabulous hair and skin. So she's going to be my guest tomorrow, and I love her. So, Veronica, if you have a question, ask Pat, because you know I know you so well. So if you have a question, do so. Yeah.
Pat, I'm going to ask you the question that everybody's asking, probably, love. Where do you see my love life? I just ended a relationship. I really cared about him, but you sensed, I think, about a month ago that he was having financial difficulty. And I think that kind of is what stemmed the breakup. Where do you see my love life going?
Was there an R name involved? Does he have an R name? Because I'm hearing
yeah.
like Robert.
That's his last name starts with an R.
Oh, okay. I was hearing the name Robert or Ralph as an R name. Okay. So let me see. Yeah, I have to go back with that with finances. It's kind of like... In his mind, I don't know how to word this. You know, men are really tied up with, a lot of men are tied up with their job and money as part of who they are, they think. And it's kind of like he felt like if he didn't have enough money, you're out of his league, so to speak. He couldn't do things he wants to do. But I do believe kind of an ongoing issue with him because I think he doesn't manage money well, even though he has it at times when he doesn't. I don't know. There's definitely something going on there. But let me see. Is he older than you?
Yes, he is.
Well, I feel like a younger energy is coming in. And you know who he reminds me of? you know, Derek on what's that show? Criminal Minds?
Ooh, yes. Nice.
I feel like not that the other person, you don't care for him and he doesn't care for you. I don't see that as the problem. But I think he can't get over this money problem. But I'm feeling like a younger energy is coming into you if you're open to it, with a little bit more vitality and a little more passion maybe and a little more just impulsiveness, just free. It just feels freer to me.
Yeah. Well, surprisingly enough, I broke up with this man on a Saturday. On Monday, I had a gentleman who's been basically wanting me to work out with him for the past 3 months, and I've said no, 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 no. He invited me out for a hike. And I'm kind of sensing that he likes me more than a friend and definitely younger energy.
Well, that feels good to me because this guy's cute. I feel like this built guy, so maybe that's what they're showing me because – you know Derek, he's got all the muscles in the right places. So,
Okay.
Well, I'm assuming, I don't know where all his muscles are, but the ones I've seen were all looking good. So all I'm saying is that I would go on the hike if you're feeling comfortable that you know the guy well enough, you know. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying this younger energy that's more exactly what you just described. So I just say have an open mind and open heart. Life's an adventure. Just be a gypsy and go for it and just enjoy life. You can always say, no, I mark him off my list next. You know, there's no right or wrong here. It's all an adventure. It's lessons to learn, and we're here to live it, not just survive it. So if you're young and you're beautiful and you've got energy, vitality, honey, you go spread that energy, love, beauty, vitality all over the universe.
Oh, I will. Do you sense that the older gentleman is coming back?
He would He would definitely come back if you'd let him, yeah.
Okay.
I feel bad for him, but I can't help it. He just, there's a disconnect with him on the heart, abundance, prosperity, self-esteem level that you would grow old. You would get tired of that. I don't know if he needs, like, reassurance from you a lot or something, but he's kind of insecure on some level.
It's constant reassurance, constant work emails that are sent to me because he needs to know if he's doing something right with his work. He's very negative and very draining to the point where I'm saying.
The self-esteem and the neediness. Yeah, you just need a man. And maybe you'll meet Derek. He is single, you know. I don't know where you live, but he's single. He's a
I live in L.A., so you never know.
Oh, he's in L.A., I think, isn't he? Isn't he in L.A.?
He may be.
Well,
I don't know.
I will crack up if you call back and say you met him. I forget his real name. His show's name is Derek.
No, I have to figure out his real name. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I just feel like you need a man, like I'm saying. Another guy's just got his issues that you'll never be able to – you can't fix another person, so – you need someone more stable who's just open and ready to embrace life and not do what you just said that other guy's doing. So I'd say go find a real man.
Okay. It just hurts because I did care about him a lot. It's just
look what you learned from it. What did you learn from it? You can't fix another person. You can't change another person. And when you meet them, you have to take them exactly the way they are. And if you don't like that, then you need to move on before you get very far into the relationship.
Correct.
We have to take people in a relationship for what it is, not what we want it to be. That's where the fairy tale mentality comes in, and you'll screw up every time if you're making a fairy tale out of a toad. You know, if you're looking for Prince Charming, which, first of all, doesn't exist. But what I'm saying is we have to be realistic and not have those rose-colored glasses on in life. And we have to see reality. We have to see the way the world is, not the way we want it to be. When you're in a relationship, whether it's a job, a person, or whatever it is, you have to see the way it really, really is.
You're right.
So I think that's probably one of your lessons is to just see reality and accept it and say, nope, not good for me. And that comes with wisdom. You know, wisdom is deciding we only have so many hours in the day and so much energy to put into a personal relationship. Is that personal relationship a bud of a rose that's going to bloom and grow, or is it just a dead weed that no matter how much sunlight and water you put on it, it's dead?
Okay. Love your analogy.
I have to write that down. I've had never said that one before. That's pretty good, Spirit.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Okay,
Veronica, I will be talking to you tomorrow. That's Veronica Berry, the model, actress, and she's been in, with the very fabulous Tom Cruise. She's in Rock of Ages. So she is, you should
well, wait a minute.
Sure.
She's an actress? I didn't hear you say that before. Well, shoot, she ought to go look that guy up. I forget his name. What's his name?
Oh, I don't know his name. I'd have to look him
up. She's met so many. She's got clips with Cuba Gooding Jr. She was on Army Wives and Dr. Divas. Yeah, she really is a beautiful actress model. And because she's my friend,
married.
I'm going
to
say more
Derek.
About it. No, she's amazing. So tomorrow, darling, I have to move on here because we won't get to anybody here. So Veronica Berry will be on my show tomorrow with all her fabulous hair tips, skin tips. You will don't miss it. You can always go back in the archives and write down the recipes, but they really, really do work. All right, darling, I will speak to you tomorrow. Okay. You have a wonderful day. Bye, darling.
Yes, you
Bye. Okay, now I'm dying to play some Christmas music, so I'm going to do that. And when I come back, we're going to go to 253-486. So thanks for being so patient. I just want to play some Christmas music, all the chances I get. Hopefully this will go. Come on. Here we go. Music. I know it's so fashion. I actually remember singing that in church when I was a kid.
Well, me too, with the choir. Yep.
Yeah. You know, I know. Don't be bored, folks, because I'll be back to my romantic stuff after Christmas. But I say, well, let's take the opportunity. Okay, 253-486. Hello.
Hi. This is Holly.
Hi, Holly.
Hi.
So what is your question?
Kind of weird. Can you pick up on what's going on with my upper left tooth? I went to the dentist twice, and she keeps telling me there's nothing wrong, but there's something wrong.
Oh, that's not my forte. That's Pat's. Yeah.
Okay, let me see. I got so cold I had to put more clothes on during the break. I don't know. We have a cold front coming in, so. Okay, let me look. You said Holly? Okay, let me
yes.
look. Actually, what I'm feeling like, it doesn't feel like root canal, that kind of thing. It almost feels like a bone, piece of bone spur coming out of there. Do you feel like there's a little lump, like a little splinter, and it's tender, or just a little lump right there?
Oh, yeah, that's the other tooth I have a problem with. But the other one, yeah, I heard that crack. Yeah, I heard that, so I do know that's happening over there. But the other tooth kind of feels like a cavity where I can't eat anything cold. And I went to her twice, and she won't take an x-ray, and she says I'm fine. But why can't I eat?
Well, the thing is, you know, I'm a nurse, so I'm not diagnosing or prescribing. I have to give that disclaimer. What I'm picking up psychically, what they're showing me is that I'm seeing that one. Is that other one on the other side of your mouth?
Yeah, on the top. They're both on the top. One's on
yeah,
the
but
left,
one's on the right, one's on the left. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, the one on the left, I feel like what they're showing me with that one, I'm not seeing like an infection. I'm feeling that's probably just nerve pain possibly. So let me see why. I don't know why you'd have a sensitive nerve. I'm not a dentist. I didn't study that. So okay, first thing they're telling me this, a lot of that is connected to sinus. They're going straight to your sinuses. Have you had stuffy nose or anything going on with your sinuses at all?
No.
I can't help it. Do you have seasonal allergies like in the fall and the spring?
No.
You don't get like stuffy or runny or anything?
No.
Or a sinus headache?
Not really, no.
I'm picking up that in that sinus cavity over the left part, you know, up under your eye, the cheek area.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a little something in there that's inflamed. There's a little infection in that sinus. I can't help it. I know you're saying no, but I have to. I've had people tell me no before with stuff, and what they spirit showed me was true. I almost feel like you've got in that sinus area, the bottom part of that sinus, it looks like there's a little pocket of infection in there or inflammation. And I think that's causing nerve pain in that area of your mouth.
Oh.
That was
all
heat, cold, or pressure. If you're biting something, it would hurt. So just make sure that I know people say the neti pots aren't any good. I don't know, but do you ever take antihistamines at all or anything like that?
No.
Okay, I can't help it. That's what they're showing me, that you've got a little inflammation in that lower sinus cavity. It may be left over from an infection you had in the past, you know. That's what I'm picking up on. Also, they're talking about the back of your neck. Is there stiffness there? Do you need a different pillow, or do you wake up like with shoulders and neck kind of bothering you? Stiff?
Yeah. Mhm.
I think that might have something to do with it too. All of that's kind of working together. Those nerves in the back of your neck. I think if you adjust your pillow and try to really work on that, that'll help.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what they're showing me to answer your question. That's what I'm seeing.
Okay, great.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
You have a wonderful Christmas and feel better.
Thank you so much, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, our next caller is 562-230. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
This is Yvonne. Hi, this is Yvonne.
Yvonne.
Yes, and my question, do I need a question, or can you just tell me whatever you see?
A question's
no,
better in the short length of time on the radio, yeah.
Oh, okay. Do you see me moving? I'm trying to move to a new place. Do you see me moving anytime soon?
I'm here in 3 months right off the bat. Rosemary, you can go ahead. I'm feeling like it's not going to be right away.
Oh, okay.
Let me see.
I think it might be, I do think it's 3 months, but it might be that you acquire something in 3 months and you might meet, sort of move the beginning of an April. It's not a definite, when you see time frames, it's in and around that time. So it's not immediate. I just think the move is beneficial for you. It might be that, one of the reasons there's a delay is that you may find something better. You know, like when we're looking for a place to live and you think, oh, you know, maybe I could do that one. I could afford that and blah, 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 blah. Maybe they'll have a, you know, sometimes there's a reason because the right thing comes across, comes along where you go, okay, I really love this. So sometimes you have a delay because there's something coming towards you that's better for you.
okay? And that's what I really think. I think that you're going to go, well, let me look at that one. And then you're going to go, oh, God, now I don't know. I don't think there's a problem with that. I think that moving, this is what it feels like. Moving is essential to your well-being. And that doesn't mean that somebody's going to murder you or something like that where you live. That there is an energy that's surrounding your life here, and it could be because of someone else or who you know, where moving to you is literally taking off the backpack and emptying out the trash. When you move, it's like new life, new love, new everything. It's like a turnaround for you. So it's really, to me, this is what I'm feeling. It's very paramount importance that you move to. It's like, let me get rid of the old. Let me get rid of what bothers me, what drags me down, what's working for me, who's not working for me. You move and you go, oh, yeah, sigh of relief, new place, new energy, new outlook, new everything. And I think it's because the things that surround you are not working. It's like can't win. That's what I hear the word, can't win. Whatever I do, whatever I try to do, can't make everybody happy. Don't make everybody happy. That's what makes you happy. Okay, do not work your ass off to make everybody else happy. Have some wishes granted for you. This is what I need. This is what I want. And that's what I feel about the move. It's important that you move. It's like new energy. So I don't know what you think about that, but that's what I think. Moving away is the answer.
Well, I guess I should ask. The question is, do you feel me moving by myself? So that's the, I don't want to move with someone. I think, like you said, new energy, because I live with someone that is not positive energy. I don't want them tagging along if I move.
Oh, you know, you're going to be moving, and it's going to be your space. No more tagging along, no more negative energy, no more trying to please everybody else. That's it. You need your life, and this move will be your life. It's bright, airy, breezy, exactly what you want. And there's a reason for the time frame. It's just so everything fits into place, finances, you know, everything, okay?
Okay.
But for you to leave it's like literally taking weights off your body. It's great. Yep, that's
okay.
What I feel. So that'll be a good decision. Yeah.
I have one other thing to throw in here. And I'm just a messenger. When Spirit tells me something, I have to say it. They're just saying, have you been to the doctor? I know we're girls talking on the radio, but it's like, make sure you go to your gynecologist and keep up with those, you know, don't deny that kind of health care. So make sure, I don't know if you've been recently, but make sure you keep up with your yearly exams to the doctor, your female doctor.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that because I just came from the gynecologist, I can't say it right, but I just got an IUD put in my, you know, what I don't want to say over the radio.
Right.
But I just got an IUD.
The JJ, yeah, we know.
Yeah. So I guess that's probably what you're picking up.
Yeah, well, just make sure you keep up with that and make an appointment if you haven't had one recently. So
okay. Just
make sure you keep all that checked out. That's very strong coming through on the health front. So make sure you don't forget and not go to your appointments, and make sure you make appointments, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Me too.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Happy holidays. Okay. All right. We are really basically at the end of our show. I know that Cynthia's on here, and we do have other callers, but Cynthia's not going to be asking a question. So I'm going to open it up, but first of all, I want you to give out your phone number, if you would, and I will give out mine, and then I'm going to open this up, and we'll chat a little bit at the end of the show with Cynthia here.
Okay, my number is 918-623-0064. My email is patrivers33@gmail.com, and that's two T's and Pat. And my Facebook page is River Spirit Messages.
Okay, my number is 727-524-1010. My website is rosemaryfox.com. And tomorrow night I will be on from 7 until 8:30 on the Third Eye with my wonderful guest talking about beauty tips. Also, I will also be taking readings. But I think it's going to be a fun show. We've got to get in this cooking spirit here. So I'm going to open up Cynthia here. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, Pat. Hi, Rosemary. How are you?
Yay, good. How are you?
Good. Good. I'm actually just shouldn't complain because probably other people around the country are pretty chilly, but it's quite warm here in Southeast Florida. Excuse me, can we have some Florida winter here, please?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, you want a whole 60 degrees, right? Florida winter.
Actually, yeah, that's our Florida winter, like in the 50s and 60s. It's so funny because right now it's about 75, 80 degrees, and I'm like, oh, please, it's December.
Man, since the show's been on, I've gone from a sleep shirt to I put on a sweatshirt and sweatpants just in this hour.
Oh, my God.
That cold front coming through, yeah. So
no, it's hot. It's too hot here. I'm running around in summer clothes right now, and this is the hottest they've known it to be in December. I mean, we do have chilly nights here and there, but, you know, we're like still, it's like forever summer, which we can't complain. I would just like it. Yeah, I'd like it to be, I would like it to be cool at Christmas time. That's what I like.
Yeah.
Because right now it's 77 degrees here with 81% humidity.
Oh,
so,
that's like losing.
Yeah, so the humidity makes me feel kind of like a wet dog or something.
That's the one thing I don't miss about Louisiana. It was 90, 100% humidity every day in the summer because it always rained. About 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it'd rain either 10 minutes to an hour. Oh, my God, so steamy. I don't miss that. I truly don't.
Yeah. I think Louisiana might be a little bit more humid than Florida.
Oh, gosh, yes, it was something.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm not complaining. Usually this time of year we've already had snow, ice, and knock on wood, we hadn't had any of that. Thank you, God, because that's miserable here. Yep.
Yeah, that's not fun.
Yeah.
I don't miss that part. I know some people love the seasons, but I've been living in Southeast Florida for 20-something years, and I'm really so acclimated to the weather here overall. I really can't complain.
Right. Well, just put your Christmas music on like Rosemary did, and y'all just put your little red and white caps on and just eat a candy cane and make it Christmas.
Exactly. Make it Christmas in my shorts.
There you go. Put on some red and white shorts and red and white flip-flops.
Yeah.
Just make it Christmas wherever you are.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. That's so funny.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, there's
goodness.
A joke in there somewhere, but I'll leave it alone. yeah. No. Okay, so
you
what?
Go ahead. I was going to say, you had a really nice show. I enjoyed it.
Okay, yeah, it was good. Well, you know what? It is interesting, but, you know, I was just tired today. You know, and I did have a reading at the end of the day here and right before the show, and I just thought, oh, God, I'm exhausted. And I was saying to Cynthia, you know, there were times when, you know, it does get me in the mood. Once I get on the show, I'm in the mood. I really am.
Mm-hmm.
But,
mm-hmm.
You know, the biggest thing that if people have a lot of problems, then I know we're on here to promote our readings, but that's the best thing you can do. Because you can't answer everything on a talk show. There's all these, you know, other people waiting. And plus, there's so much more in depth when you have a reading. And then there are all these other things that pop up, obviously, you know, when you have readings with people. So, anyway, that's the
nature. Well, I think you guys do really well and balance it really well, you know, with having, you know, being able to have the talk aspect. And even though, you know, you can't go into 30-minute readings per person or something, at least they're getting a complimentary reading. And hopefully, somehow, some way, I believe so anyway, that a soul's being helped or touched in some way. You know, because there is good intentions behind all this, of course, to be
right.
able to help others, you know.
It's good,
yep.
it's good if people go back in the archives and actually listen to manifest in so that we actually have gratitude. So
yeah.
I'm thinking we'll end the show on that note because it's
because it's absolutely true. Have gratitude for everything. Open the door wider. Kick it open if you have to. And go, okay, I'm not hoping, I'm knowing. Not mm-hmm. hoping, but knowing that God will take care of me and bless me, and it is what it is. Because mm-hmm. sometimes people are mad. If they don't get what they want, they go, okay, God, well, you know, now what? Well, how about there are things you don't see or things you've missed, and once you've taken care of that, then your wish is granted, so to speak. Because there are things mm-hmm. that people don't take care of that they have to before anything can happen. So, and I guess mm-hmm. that's a whole other show. So anyway, I'm going to end it now because we're getting way past the 9:30 mark here. And nice to talk to you, Cynthia. Love you.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Bye.
Have a great night, Pat. Pat's going to be out there feeding her horses again, I think. or something, anyway. Yeah. So
Merry Christmas,
everybody. And I will be talking to you tomorrow on tomorrow's show. And, of course, this show is on every week from 8 o'clock to 9:30. And I wish you all a good night and bless you and God bless.
Bye.
Bye.